Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
Hey, I'm calling to defend you, Evan, and James Dolan, and I don't have a heat stroke, so I'm actually doing this on my own volition. But I mean, you just said it. You just said it regarding Dolan. I think Mikal Bridges is the dude who did the hatchet job here. He's the only dude who has an extension due, and he's the only person who says he's not going to be playing for Tom Thibodeau or he'll go to free agency. So that's something where I think that made the decision easy for Leon to do that. Now, the thing about everybody regurgitating the same old thing about James Dolan is that, you know, it's something where I think that they haven't been rooting for this team. You know, they just put, you know, they forgot about this team in the dark ages, and they come back, and these guys don't have the political capital to really be trusted. But I trust this front office, okay? So I think that all the guys at WFAN that you talk about, they're Johnny-come-latelys, okay? Except for Tommy. You know, Tommy, you know, he's true blue. Now,
I don't think, but you know what? No, I got to defend my coworkers here. I don't think that's the case. I think that they're fans and they're emotional. And I fall to this all the time, too. It's why sometimes it's good to not be a fan, which is the perk of Tiki, right? Because you even said it at the top of the show, like, hey, look, I'm not attached to this emotionally. And as much as some may not believe me because I am the leader of the coalition, I'm detaching myself emotionally. I'm giving you an honest opinion that I don't think the Knicks are screwing up right now. So I don't think it's fair to say, because it's not true, especially about a lot of the guys that work here, that they're Johnny-come-latelys. I just think they're being really emotional, and they're not liking, a friend of mine worded it this way, and I really respect his opinion, because he did not want Thibodeau fired, so I want to walk you through his thought, hated it,
right?
But is not turning on the process. And his point is, Knicks fans don't have the patience for the process, and they just don't like the process. Even though he disagrees with firing Thibodeau, he's saying, they're not doing anything wrong here. And I'm in agreement with him, and I think that's what it comes down to. So it's not Johnny-come-latelys. It's not about not being real Knicks fans. I think that's not fair at all. I think it's just emotional and saying, hey, why haven't we got a coach? What are we doing? What's happening? And so you're almost scared of your own shadow. And I think it's normal. I think it's natural. I just think everybody's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know if
respectfully.
I don't know if it's scared of your own shadow, more that you're scared of a massive regression. So a falling back into irrelevancy. And it's been too many years of that Tom Thibodeau, with Leon Rose's help, obviously, helped alleviate and help eliminate. And now, to even if you're not winning titles, the last thing you want to do is have an incompetent coach who doesn't fit, who doesn't know how to utilize these teams, that you end up stripping this thing down in 2 years and starting all over again, and then you're right back to where you were for 2 decades. I think that's what the Knicks fan is scared of. It's not necessarily we don't trust Leon Rose. It's just, man, we had a good thing going. And if you're going to fire him after crashing out in the Eastern Conference Finals, you got to give me something like to make me still believe.
Deep breath. It's not there yet. They haven't hired anybody yet. Okay. You've got no reason not to believe.
I know, but people are just anxious.
That's my point. I think the anxiousness is getting the best of people. Now, we have conflicting reports around Kevin Durant, okay? Shams Charania, who just got ripped on social media by Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis decides, is it really Giannis's Twitter account, John?
Oh, it's really Giannis's Twitter account.
Can you read Giannis's tweet about Shams?
Let me pull it back up one moment.
It's only a few words. It's very quick and to the point.
I know, but I want to make sure I get this right.
I have the tweet. Does anyone else miss Woj? !
Wow. 1,200 retweets already.
Wow.
Now, Shams hasn't said a lot about Giannis
recently.
But what
did he say?
Well, a while ago he said that this is the first time Giannis is open to moving, but that was like 2 months ago.
I know, so what's he referring to?
Maybe that. Maybe the reports of him wanting to leave the Milwaukee Bucks. Or maybe the fact that Shams' report on Kevin Durant is being proven to be inaccurate. Maybe he's actually commenting on something that doesn't involve him.
Yeah, not related to him.
So here's what
I don't think there's anything.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recent about Giannis.
The only thing recent was Brian Windhorst said there are no active trade discussions about Giannis. He has not requested a trade,
right?
Nor have there been discussions. Shams, about a month and a half ago, said, hey, this is the first time that
so
Giannis is open to possibly leaving Milwaukee.
So why do you think he's taking a shot at Shams then?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just doesn't like him.
Just a feeling?
Yeah.
But he's not. Did he tag Shams?
No, he just said, he didn't even mention Shams. He just mentioned Woj. How he misses Woj.
It's because Woj and Shams are, in theory, even though Woj kind of brought him up, like the NBA rivals. Now that Woj bowed out, it's like Shams' torch that he's taken. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
putting over Woj is like a shot at Shams, even though it may not be, to be fair. But here's what Shams reported 2 hours ago, and I'll give you the contradictory information, and of course we can discuss. Shams reported that the Suns and Kevin Durant's business partner Rich Kleinman are sorting through trade options with interested teams mainly featuring Houston, San Antonio, Minnesota, Miami, and the Knicks. Stefan Bondi, who is a local reporter who does a good job, came out and said the New York Knicks are not interested in Kevin Durant. Mm. So I'm actually going to side with Stefan Bondi as a local reporter.
Right.
I think Shams probably... Here's a problem with Shams and even Woj back in the day. They do the bidding of others. So there may be a reason to keep the Knicks involved, even if they're
and
not
it's
involved.
Not, and it's not specifically Knicks. It's just kind of lumped in with three others or four others.
Correct. So I think that it benefits Kleinman and the Suns to have the Knicks involved, even if they're not.
Mm.
So, look, we could all decide who we're agreeing with. None of us actually know.
Yeah,
I kind of believe Stefan Bondi's report that, they're not that interested.
How can we know one way or another without a freaking coach and system who even would be telling? Like, if you hired a coach who's like, listen, get me Kevin Durant, then
they're
you're not interested?
Because that's not the process. The process is we're going to build a roster, we're going to hire a coach. And I know that may not sound great to people, but I think that's the process.
Hence our plan of their plan sucking.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with you.
It's kind of odd that hire like your people, your players, without knowing who the coach is going to be, right?
I think if you have a personality like Tom Thibodeau, it would be a mistake.
Mm.
But I think it really depends on who your coach is. Like if Johnny Bryant's the head coach, no. You're going to put the best talent, the best roster together. But I just quickly want to walk you through the Durant thing.
What if it's Mike Malone?
Well, would you want his influence on if you're acquiring Durant or not?
You definitely would.
I think you'd want his opinion on how he's going to be using him. Sure, I understand that. But they're not interested in him. So I guess that just means they're keeping the roster that they have. If they were going to trade for Durant, there are two trades that could happen, realistically. And you tell me if you'd make any of these trades. Number one, and I talked about this last week, I even said, look, if you're done with Kat, it makes sense. Kat for KD. Straight up. Yeah. Now, if you have to include a pick swap or a second round pick.
Right, or taking bad contract, whatever it may be.
I don't even know if you can take a bad contract because those contracts just match up.
Yeah.
It's actually a perfect match. I get why you would do it because Durant is 37. He only has 1 year left on his deal. I think he's still better than Karl Anthony Towns, even defensively. And so I rid myself of the rest of Kat's contract as he gets older. That's not true if Durant's demanding an extension. Mm. And one of the points of leverage that Shams claims Durant has is he's going to tell these teams, I want a 2-year contract extension. Well, if I'm the New York Knicks, I ain't giving him that.
No.
I'm not interested in that. I would be interested, though, in a Kat for Durant swap. Would you?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, especially if whoever the new coach is going to utilize him the right way. So maybe if you have a plan and you have a coach that wants Kevin Durant, then fine. That makes perfect sense. But I don't know how you can even think about making that determination if you don't even know who your coach is.
Well, because you build the roster first, and then you hire the coach that you think will best maximize the roster that you have. The other trade that would work, I'm going to tell you before I even say it, I would not do. Okay? And this is money reasons. This is why I'm laying it out there. Would be Mikal Bridges and Josh Hart. Some kind of combination of those two guys. I'm not up for
that money
that.
Work? Will that money work?
It would add up to work. You got to get to that $52 million. And if you look at Bridges, who I think Phoenix would be intrigued to bring back and then extend, and Josh Hart, who's a glue player, like, that to me takes too much of the guts away of the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would not make that trade. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because you're missing wings. You're missing hustle guys.
And your depth. You didn't have a lot of depth to begin with.
But you're missing those particular pieces and now how you're replacing them.
And then you're also asking on the other end to try to make KD and Kat and possibly Mitchell Robinson all work together.
Yeah.
I don't know how that fits.
That's big and maybe slow.
Yeah, I would want to trade.
Especially given what you lost to, meaning the Pacers, who play fast as hell. You're creating on the antithesis of that.
So from a fit standpoint, I would not make that trade.
Well, from the opponent we're necessarily going to have to beat in the next 2 to 3 years, it just doesn't make sense.
All right, we'll start with Kat for KD. Would you make that trade, Tommy?
I would not.
Would you trade Mikal and Josh?
I would not.
So not interested in Kevin
Durant. Not interested in Kevin Durant.
And is it more Kevin Durant, or is it more what you're giving up?
Both. I mean, I still want to develop Karl Anthony Towns, and I feel like if you trade Bridges and Hart for KD, you now have three guys that can't play defense. KD is better than Kat and Brunson, but at this stage of his career, how much defense does he really want to play? So now you have three defensive liabilities on your team. Doesn't work.
All right, real quick, let's get it out of the way. What team will Kevin Durant be on July 1st? When's this off? When's he traded? I don't know the
date. Can I go first?
Yes, what team, Tiki Barber, will Durant be on next season?
Are you keeping record?
Yes.
All right, Houston Rockets.
Houston. Sean Morash.
San Antonio Spurs.
That's a good one, too.
San Antonio Spurs. Tommy Lou Gowler.
I'm with Sean. Spurs.
I'm back and forth on the Spurs and the Rockets, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tiki. I'm going to say the Houston Rockets. I think the Rockets have the edge because they own the assets of the Phoenix Suns. So it's very easy entice them to make that move.
Right.
So we're split. A little split decision here. So we'll check in
either
on that.
Either one of those are good landing spots.
Absolutely.
Wimbanyama, obviously, in San Antonio. But the Rockets, I mean, they were second in the West, right? And they have so much young talent.
Yeah.
Go put a stud veteran around him.
And they got a lot of assets, too.
And they got a lot
young talent. They got a lot of draft picks.
And let's also be real. First time in an hour and a half, Evan had to agree with you on something, T. So we had to go.
Is that why you think I did
fight
it?
All day? I mean, it's been an argument all day.
You think I got bullied into picking the Rockets?
I think you knew what was good for you for the next 2 hours.
I'll admit this. I've always been on the fence with this. Like, is it going to be Houston because of the assets, or is it going to be San Antonio? I'm very mixed about it. I think that you two being on one side and Tiki being on the other made it easier to break the tie.
I just said that to Sean off air. I was like, he doesn't want to be in the same boat as us.
Very well said.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.